The fighting in Fallujah is being closely followed across Iraq. It is bringing out strong but mixed emotions among Iraqis. It is also triggering further violence in several parts of the country. From Baghdad, NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
The people of Baghdad turned on their TV sets this morning to dramatic accounts of the battle now underway. The Arabic language TV network Al Arabiya was among those with a reporter on the scene and apparently in the thick of it. Many Iraqis didn't like what they saw. 25-year-old Ala al-Nurlimi is a Sunni Muslim who runs a street store.
They don't deserve to be treated with violence. It will definitely increase violence all over Iraq because Fallujah is dear to all Iraqis. Alawi is facing violence with violence. This is not acceptable.
The insurgents themselves were swift to respond. Only hours after Iraq's interim Prime Minister Ayad Alawi announced that he'd formally approved the start of the offensive, the sound of bombs detonating resonated through the darkness of Baghdad. Two of these went off at Christian churches in the city's south, killing several people. The dozens of wounded had no sooner been delivered to a hospital than a bomb went off there, destroying several police cars and killing at least three police officers. Baghdad's residents have long complained Alawi's government and U.S. forces have failed to bring stability to the country. Muslim Sabah, a stationery salesman, says now things have been made even worse.
I don't accept Alawi as a prime minister because he slaughtered people in Najaf and now Fallujah. Now it's possible that he will bring war to any city that refuses the Americans. We need a president who will not bring back the days of Saddam. The days of Saddam were all fighting and killing.
Muslim Sabah says the invasion of Fallujah caused him to decide to boycott the elections planned by the end of January. But Moyesi Altai, an elderly father of five, disagrees. He argues it's all the more reason to vote.
We must vote in the elections. We must vote for the person who will serve Iraq.
Fallujah, the city of mosques, is a religiously conservative Sunni city, and these days the most determined center of armed opposition to US-led forces and the Alawi government. Any assault was sure to arouse anger from Iraq's Sunni minority. But in Baghdad's Sadr city, home to some 2 million Shiite Muslims, the reaction was more ambivalent. Muqtada al-Sadr, the radical Shiite cleric, who's hugely popular on these streets, has condemned the offensive, but on the ground, some people spoke in favor of the invasion. Basim Maki, a 33-year-old trader.
It's hard for us to have such things happening. But at the same time, these insurgents are people who came from outside, and they are worsening the security of the country and preventing stability. Some of them were arrested and shown on TV. They're against peace in this country.
As Iraqis watch every unfolding episode of the invasion of Fallujah, the insurgents continue to shift ground and step up the pace of their assaults elsewhere. Today, they reportedly mounted the third major attack on the Iraqi police within 4 days, storming their bases in Bakuba, 40 miles from the capital. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.